I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
I didn't know we were going pee before this podcast. Can't spell podcast without starting with a P.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we always do that.
Too late though. You can't pee. Now you're in there and
now
we're
you're
going.
Stuck. So now we are gonna make this
gonna have to wait.
Longest podcast.
I was gonna say, Kyle was like, let's do like kind of a shorter episode today. And I was like, all right, that sounds fine by me, you know. We never know where these conversations are gonna go.
And then
you guys both went pee without me. And I do
Am
have
I supposed
to, pee.
To invite you to the
well,
bathroom?
Well, I mean, I didn't know that's what you guys were doing. You guys were like, all right, we'll be there in a sec.
I literally said I'm going to the bathroom.
Okay, well, Melissa did not say she was going pee, and so I didn't know it was a pee party. So I came in here, and now I feel like you guys are going to make this the longest podcast ever because knowing that I will be in pain through most of it.
I don't want to, but I need to make this the longest podcast.
I love hearing that you're going to be in pain.
Yeah.
You guys are...
Can't spell pain without a P.
That is true.
That's
the first
so
letter.
True. It is.
As well. It's probably the punchiest part of partying.
So let's procrastinate a little bit longer.
Nice.
People.
Nice. Have you guys, you know what? While we're on the topic. You guys remember like the time when you had to go to the bathroom the most, like the hardest ever?
Number one or number two?
Either.
I want to hear the number two story from you because it definitely popped in your mind.
I have a couple bad number two stories.
Can't spell poop without starting with a P.
P. Yep.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. All right. I was on my way home. I was on 290 the Eisenhower.
How was the traffic?
It was.
Traffic driver girl is going to be like, well, then, you know, there's stoppage. There's a left lane shoulder.
Yeah, the right lane was blocked.
There were some delays around just before Austin. And so I said, I'm going to get into the left lane because I really have to do the number two. And then the ramp was all blocked off at Austin. So I had to wait to get off at Harlem. And then I realized I don't think I'm going to make it all the way home. So if you get off at Harlem and you turn right to go north, there's a gas station.
Okay.
So I pull into the gas station.
Oh, geez.
And you needed a key.
Oh, yeah.
To get into the bathroom. So there's a guy in front of me paying for his gas and a pack of gum. And
you have
I'm
to
waiting.
Wait for him to check then out.
And then I was like, can I please get the key to the bathroom? Next thing I know.
No. You didn't make it?
I pooped my pants.
No! Oh! You were that close?
I pooped.
You were that close?
I was that close. And if the guy hadn't been paying for his gas and ordering a pack of gum, which starts with a P.
You would have made it.
Pack. I would have made it.
I thought you said gum starts with P. I'm like, no, nope. Now we're going too far.
Wait a minute.
I pooped.
That's wild.
So, like, were you walking out the door? Were you walking around the corner? Like, how close were you?
I was walking into the bathroom, and I would have been able to make it.
But you had to unlock the door.
I had not only that, but it was, my tummy wasn't feeling too good, if you know what I'm saying.
And you couldn't pinch it any further?
No, because, you know.
You're doing hand motions. Like a waterfall.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh,
I guess
I didn't want to say the word
because it was liquid.
Yeah,
that's why
that
you
word
couldn't...
also starts with P.
Liquid?
No.
Oh,
what she was going for.
I was like, how do you spell liquid?
She spells gum with an L.
So anyway, everybody's got one story, a number two story.
I
think they do.
I have a number one story. We were driving.
Pooed myself.
We were driving in between. It had to have, I think it was St. Louis and Nashville, probably, because Mayor's family's in St. Louis. My family's in Nashville. We've lived in both cities. So it was at some point during one of those commutes between the two cities. We're driving and we're stopping in. We always stopped at this one exit. I believe it's in Paducah, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of like fast food, gas station options there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we would always swing by. There's like a Taco Bell right next to a McDonald's. We'd always go there. We'd either go to the McDonald's or we'd go to the Taco Bell. Well, we're pulling off and I had to go. I've had to go for miles.
Number one or number two?
Number one.
Oh,
and
boring.
How is it boring?
Okay,
peeing your pants? That's hilarious. They're now making, what, $800 jeans that have pee stains on them. Have you
seen
them?
Shut up, really?
Yeah, have you seen them?
No,
it's like the I think you should leave skit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're real. It's like a real designer jean. Like
really?
With pee stains on it. Yeah.
All right, let's get Kyle a pair.
$800.
Actually, we have a picture of him when he peed his pants. Remember when he first started?
Oh, yeah.
I did not pee my pants.
Pee pants. That's like one of our highest watched reels.
That was like
reels.
One of my first weeks.
Yeah, yeah, I think
and
it was.
I just spilled water.
I think it was your first week.
And you guys were just like, oh, you peed your pants. It was like you were bullying.
If you go back deep enough into our reels, there's a video, there's a reel on our Instagram page where literally just the photo for the reel is Kyle's crotch.
I know.
And like, it's our most watched reel, I think, ever. Or at least it's top three or something.
Like, Kyle pee-peed his pants.
It was so ridiculous.
I spilled water. We're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, right, pee-pee pants.
You're calling him
I know.
Pee-pee
Mel and I were real
you guys were super nice to me when I started. Yeah. It was so great. I loved it.
That was your initiation, you know?
Finish your story.
We were hazing you.
So you had to pee really bad.
You peed your pants. So
you've been waiting for miles. You stopped in Paducah.
Yeah, so we stopped in Paducah. Well, we're pulling off to Paducah. And like, I don't know, Mel, you can't relate to this, but all guys can. When you have to pee so bad, you start messing around with your junk, right? You know, because you got to like,
yeah,
you got to pinch it, you know, mm-hmm. it's like a water hose.
You're so lucky you can do that.
I know.
We cannot do that.
The number of conversations I've had about that with my sister growing up and now with Mare, because like when Mare's got to go, she's got to go or else
that's it.
She's going to go.
Yeah.
For me, I can, you know, we can pinch it off. But after a while, like it gets to the point where you can't do it. Like you can only fidget so much because it will come out. And we were pulling, and I don't cuss very much. I try not to.
Yeah.
I just don't, I'm not a fan of swearing and cursing.
Yeah.
But with Meredith in the front seat, we're pulling off, and we're at the turn signal, at the red light, where the Taco Bell is, like, right inside. Like, we're turning into the Taco Bell parking lot. We're so close. And I know how close we are, but I still know, you know, once you get in, you still got to park and you got to get out, you got to go walk into the, and that still takes time. But I'm like, oh, we're so close. I've been pinching this for 25 miles. The car in front of us is taking, the light turns green.
Oh, he doesn't turn?
And he's just taking his sweet ass time.
Oh, no.
Turning into this parking lot. And I kid you not, I started swearing. I was like, every swear word you can possibly think of,
wow.
I was doing it.
Jeez.
Probably the maddest I've ever been in my life.
Uh-huh.
My wife, sitting in the front seat, she's cracking up, but like trying to keep it under wraps because she knows how mad and like how like in it I am.
Yeah.
She's trying not to laugh, but she's not doing a very good job of hiding it and containing it. So she's cracking up. And I'm just, you fucking and sure enough, pull in. And I think honestly.
Did you pee your pants?
No, but there may have been a little bit of drippage up to the urinal.
Oh my gosh. So have you ever pee-peed your pants or not?
I mean, not since like kindergarten.
Loser.
No.
Have you pee-peed your pants?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Obviously.
Well.
All right. Now I feel better.
Well, like. There was a phase in college where maybe I drank too much and passed out.
I like how he says
maybe. Oh, one of those kind of pee-peeing your pants.
Yeah. That happened
was
my first night at U of I.
Your first night?
First night. When I woke up,
gosh.
I was like, oh, no.
Oh,
it was
gross.
The first time it ever happened to me, too. And I was like, oh, man. So my friends and I would keep a running clock for a little bit.
Really?
And it'd be like, I'd just randomly send a text like, restart the clock.
Oh, no.
Like, no, Kyle. I was like, yeah.
Wait
oh, my
a minute.
Gosh. I have a girlfriend who used to do that, too, when she would drink. She was on my couch one time, and I woke up, and the couch was all wet.
No. Yeah.
There was once I did it on a friend's couch, and they don't know, and it's a friend that I don't have anymore.
Uh-huh.
Not because of this, but because they were dating my friend, and we crashed at her place. And I woke up and discovered it. And it was 6 a.m. Nobody else was awake. Cleaned it up. Just was like, I'll lay on the other couch for a little bit. Then I got to get the hell out of here.
That is so awkward. There was one time when I was like 13, I want to say. I was like a early teenager and we're at my grandma's house, well past the age where you should wet the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sleeping on the floor at my grandma's house and we had this like, you know, pallet of blankets laid out. And mm-hmm. I remember having a dream about me going to the bathroom.
Oh, I've had those.
And I started going and I wake up in the middle of it and I'm like, and I realize what I'm doing and I'm like, no. And, but, you know, once you, again, Kyle, you know, as a guy, once you start the stream, you can't pinch it off.
It takes a lot of
effort. You cannot pinch it off. You have to, yeah, mm-hmm. but it hurts. It burns.
Can you, I have a question, girl to guy question.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't know. You said you can pinch it. If you start and you say you can't stop, can you? I don't know. Can you pinch it and then hold it?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Once
toilet?
You start, you can't pinch it off.
No.
Even closing the hole?
I mean, you can, but it'll burn.
A lot if you do that.
Oh, no way. I did not know that.
Yeah, it's not like we get to pick and choose our spots. You know, I'm going to pee a little bit here. I'll walk over here and pee a little bit over here. Yeah. No, it's not.
I had no idea. It's not.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Probably the worst I had to go was marathon.
Oh, just the story you shared on the radio?
I think that was the worst, where I was waiting. Well, I think it was also just the pressure of it, of like...
Yeah, right.
I can't go. Because you know, like, when you're, like, you're driving.
Yeah.
And you got to go really bad. Like, I remember as a kid, my sister and I had to go to the bathroom so bad, and we're stuck in traffic, and my dad kept making waterfall sounds.
Oh, that's
good joke,
worst.
Dad.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
I remember we were drinking out of the big cups they gave out at Burger King for small soldiers, if anyone remembers that.
I do
classic
remember
film.
Those, yeah.
But I remember having to go real bad then, but if you're in a car, there's a, like, end goal. Like, I know we need to get to here, and we'll be there. We're moving. We just need to get to there. Think about that. Marathon, you're just waiting. You can't go. You can't go middle of the street.
Yeah.
You don't know what, you know when you're supposed to start, but because it's in corrals, you don't know exactly when you're going to go or mm-hmm. where you're going to be. And then you're just like standing there just being like, this is the absolute worst place. Because you're literally blocked off by fences. It's not like I can hop the fence, go over, and then come back. You're locked in like cattle.
Oh, my goodness. Do people go to the side and just like...
Oh, that's what we did.
Okay.
That's what the race started, and I think I shared this on air, but I started running, and you start off the race, obviously, here in Chicago, and you start going towards Lower Wacker, and you go up a little bit, and there's a an opening for a garage, and it's blocked off by cones, and there's a security guard there, and I run up to the security guard. He must have been like... If he wasn't like 17, 18, he was very early 20s. And I was just like, hey, man, I have to go. Can I just get by here? And he just went, no.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, oh, okay, fine. And then I tried to run to the other side. There was like a little bit of a wall where I could duck behind the wall, act like I was tying my shoes, but pee. One of those moves.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun. But I got stage fright because there are thousands of people running by you that it's like, oh, this is not comfortable. So I stood up and I'm like, okay, I'm going to run and we're going to see where we go from here. And as I was looking like 50 feet down the road, there was just people peeling off into another garage exit that wasn't blocked
oh,
off.
My
so
gosh.
Everybody was going to pee because you hydrate like the whole week before and the night before to make sure you don't cramp up. And
the tie your shoe move is clutch.
Girls can't do that.
No.
You guys, so lucky. We
are very lucky in that sense because my sister's ex-boyfriend taught me this move out on a softball field. He was like, yeah, you just walk over to the fence and you take a knee and you bend over like you're taking a leak. And then you just kind of...
Doesn't it give it away that you walked over to a fence?
Well, you're like leaned up against a fence and you just like act like you're tying a shoe or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And you just whip it out. And yeah, and so I may or may not have done that recently. In my own backyard.
you have a bathroom.
Yeah, see, and I did. But you guys know about all of the plumbing issues that have been going on in my house.
Another word that starts with P.
Another word. Hmm. And so I had some bathrooms that were inaccessible at the moment. And I had to go like crazy. You guys know I drink a lot of water throughout the day. I had to go. And I was like, I can't. So I may have done it twice.
Peeing in your own backyard.
Hey, but you
I did. I did it up against the wall, and I like bent. I did a knee, and I like made it look like I was like pulling weeds.
Oh,
little did they know I was pulling out a weed.
Oh,
right.
Another word that starts with P: pulling.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.